Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Alrighty. Thank you for being here, and we would hope that you give us a nice rating and share it. That helps our numbers, and that makes us happy. And also, you can find us, Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Matt and Ramona, Mix 1079, all those socials, and see what's up with us. All right, here's something about annoying. Tell me if this is annoying to you. When people talk in baby voices.
Yeah.
Yes!
Unless you're talking to an actual baby or a dog.
No. Ramona, you talk to your dog like it was a baby in a baby voice. No, it is not any less annoying when it's done to a dog.
It's not to you. So it doesn't matter if you're annoyed. If I was talking to the baby voice to you,
no.
I could get you being annoyed. But you cannot be annoyed by me talking in a baby voice to an actual baby or a dog.
Yes, you can. That's the whole point. If you hear someone talking in a baby voice to their spouse.
Now that's where I draw the line.
Okay.
And that was one of the things that drove me up a wall when the Kardashians had that spinoff for Lamar and Khloe.
Did they talk like a...
She would call him Lim Lim. And she would talk to him like this.
I don't even like you imitating it.
I don't know Lim Lim. It was like, oh my gosh. I wanted to hurt my TV.
No, yeah.
Or myself. Or both.
That's horrifying. That is beyond horrifying.
A friend of a friend, she would talk to her husband in front of everybody in like a sexy baby voice.
Oh, God.
And that was really uncomfortable. It wasn't annoying. It was just, it was really cringy.
You think? How do they not know?
When you come back.
I was like, God. And then, you know what? I'm probably just jealous. I will admit it. You know, I don't have anybody to talk to like that. So maybe that's my problem. But it was just,
it
felt like too much. It felt like, you know, kind of putting it in everybody's face. Like, we get it. You're lovers.
Yeah. I feel
you're
like
married.
That's private. Even if it's to a baby or a dog, and certainly an adult, a fellow adult, that's private behavior.
Correct.
With a baby?
Even a baby.
Dog?
Yeah.
Yes. I can't be at the dog park.
No,
someone else's dog? No way.
Listen, if you see me and your dog is with you, I'm baby voicing your dog.
Oh, it's not even your dog?
That's what I said.
I'm baby voicing any dog. Any dog.
That's not normal.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't find it annoying.
You might at the very most you're like, you're a good
dog.
But that's different.
And you are baby voicing my dog, I feel really special. Like,
no.
Oh my gosh.
It's a level of intimacy and vulnerability.
Dog person.
But no. The dog doesn't like it. I mean, the person doesn't like it.
Do you have a voice for your dog? Do you have a widow voice?
I mean, I probably do.
Oh, what do you mean you probably do? You're in a corgi meetup club.
Fair.
Of course you do.
I don't know that it's full baby.
Or is it more like, good job, good girl.
Yeah, like when I call him buddy and I tell him to settle.
Settle down, buddy.
Settle down.
No, he doesn't do it in a baby voice. Now she knows she doesn't do it because that is so gross.
He's got weird words and terms and names and nicknames. And sometimes I've caught the language that I use to the dog, I'll use on an inanimate object.
Yeah.
Like if my debit card isn't running, I'm like, let's do that again. Oh, that's something I say to the dog.
Yeah, let's do that again. Yes.
But no one would really know that I do that.
It with your fiance. Sit, Brian.
No, she probably does. He doesn't listen as well as the corgi. I don't like it. Someone who won't text, who calls, leaves a vague voicemail like, call me back. I need to talk to you about something. I'm with you against even what is the point in even leaving a message? Don't leave a message.
Yeah.
Don't leave a vague message.
I don't leave vague messages, but sometimes I do leave messages.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Sometimes you have to, but
And
there are
rare.
People where you can, but I also feel like that's rare as well. Like, there are most people I call, I ain't leaving a message.
And then
sometimes I'm like, I swear this wasn't a butt dial. I'm leaving you a message.
Yes, because sometimes I'll just see that you called and I'll call you back.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't...
Yeah.
have to...
For people I don't ordinarily call. Like, I've been in these female friendships for years, and we've probably never talked on the phone. Yeah. So I remember one time I needed my friend Megan, and I left Megan a voicemail saying, I did not bug dial you. This is a phone call. Call me back.
Yeah. And but you don't... you doesn't your voicemail say, don't leave me a message or something?
Yeah.
But yet you leave
what
messages.
Does it say?
It says, if you would like to hear back from me, it's best that you send me a text. Because I don't listen to voice messages.
I like that.
But people don't care. And you know what? Oh. I have had people do to me. They have sent me a text saying, listen to your voicemail.
No!
Okay, wait. So I go back and forth with this all the time.
Probably, right?
Sort of like, okay, like I need to put up a sign that says, like, don't touch my dog. Or I need to put up a sign at a bar that says, like, you know, don't do X, Y, or Z. Is it worth it to do it? Or am I just going to get madder if they do it and not read the sign or listen to the message?
Yeah. And some people can't text back. They're calling from an office or something with a phone that won't allow them to.
No, okay. It's 2023.
Yeah. Hardwire phone.
99.9% of the people who call me couldn't even call me without their cell phones because they haven't memorized my number.
Yeah.
They're calling from their cell phone.
Yes, yes. Well, my dad always leave a message. Hey, mad at your father. You get a chance to give me a call. Well, first of all, I know it's you.
Isn't that the progressive commercial?
Yeah, I know it's you. You're the only one.
Habit.
It says it right there on the phone.
12:23.
We're
gonna hear. Yeah, it says it right there. Right there on the thing. It says it's you.
What do you how do you start a message? You know who this is.
Yeah, I just,
no,
I,
you just bypass that. Yeah.
Bypass that.
Yeah. Hello.
I hate to leave you a message, but I gotta tell you and it's really long or something. I don't even know what I would do.
And what I often do is leave a voice text, but some people are confused by those. Old people are confused by
voice to text or recorded?
My sister.
Like voice recorded. Like if I press play, it has you saying it.
Right.
Yeah.
That, I don't like receiving those.
I prefer those over voicemail, but I found that there are people who don't like that.
I don't want to listen.
But they come into play only when you have a long message.
I need to give you specific instructions or details, and I'm a very slow texter. So let me just tell you. This is the reason why, blah, 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 blah. Give me a call if you need explanation.
If it's instructions, I would prefer to see it written via text or a note or even at this point an email so I have something to refer back to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's too much work.
Oh, my God. My sister used to forward me other people's voicemail messages, and I'd strangle her. I'd want to strangle her. Like, you want me to do something, but you're forwarding me the voice message of the thing that you want me to do. Can you just be like, call Dr. So-and-so for your mom?
Yeah, yes, might be a shorter version of it. My wife and her friend will talk back and forth with like 5-minute recordings or more.
I think those are, for me, I like those. I like hearing your voice without having to go to the separate voicemail.
Right.
I can just stay in one area.
You know what I mean? But it's right there.
Just
stay
in one area versus going over to the voicemail and, would you, to record, press one. I don't need all that.
I feel like you're a very good listener. And you.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Who like to listen. Whereas for me, like, I'm visual and I'm also kind of headlines only. So if you send me a text, I'll kind of skim and be like, okay.
Oh, I've missed, you know, because when you get a long text, sometimes you'll miss a sentence or two.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, they'll send you this text and you'll be like, well, what if we go get ice cream later? Like, well, that's exactly what I said in the previous text.
Or
like, oops.
I got a text message over the weekend
skimmed.
Like, where are we meeting? And what's the address? That would be like the third line of the text.
One of those, yeah.
Which is the coffee house. Called blah, blah, blah on South Boulevard.
Yep, because you don't pay attention. You just skim it, and you don't notice it's there. Then you're like, oops,
what's the time?
Sorry.
You mean the time that's in that text message that says 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
But my vanity will always have me go back and reread all the details because I don't want to let you know that I skimmed and didn't read the details.
Yes, yes. We had talked about earlier at some point about texting just hi or what's up.
Oh, no, no, no.
But we all said no, no, no on the show. Addie's senior, she's 17,
She was overhearing us do that. I think I was doing it from home for COVID. That's much better. And she's like, what are you guys talking about? Of course you say hi. Or I'm like, why would you do that, though? And she's like, well, I know if they're available, like, to do something. I'm like, well, then just ask them if they're available to do something. Yeah. She's like, no, everybody. She's looking at your phone. Like, look at all these people saying hi, hi.
Oh, no.
So, oh, please.
But that's tricking me into doing something.
And you know the other thing that I'm way over? It's like you have your phone and you say, oh, there's a new text message. And all it is someone liking the message that you sent them.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I don't understand that.
That you get the ding and it's just a thumbs
ding.
Up or something.
It's like, okay, you know, so-and-so loved your message or they liked your message. Why?
But then they have to keep doing it. And that's what drives me crazy is I was texting someone here the other day and I really liked that they were engaging with me, but like at some point you don't have to like click on the ha-ha and the exclamation point and the heart every time.
When is it over?
You don't have to ha-ha.
When does it end?
But you don't want to leave some poor person hanging thinking they said something funny.
Fair, but you have to use it judiciously.
Like, what are they going to come back with? Hello, that was a joke.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have ha-ha'd it.
And,
stop
yes,
it.
And the thumbs up says, all right, I got your message. I'm going to do whatever is in this thing.
It can be acknowledgement of receipt, and that's fair. But to like do it to like every single bubble I send, like,
and it ends the conversation. The thumbs up a lot of times.
Oh, sure, and that's fine.
Like,
yeah, all right, we're done.
I'm done. And I would like to say that I noticed that Ramona and our boss have the same skin tone, and one is white and one is not.
What?
You have the Caucasian thumbs up.
I never switched over.
I know.
It took too much time.
Hey.
And so sometimes it's very weird because I'll be, let's say, in a text chain with several friends who are all black and their thumbs are all brown. And then there comes my little yellow thumb.
Yeah.
There's my yellow thumb.
Yes.
And sometimes I think, you know, I should probably switch over to a brown thumb. But I'm like, I don't care that much.
My friend has a brown thumb who's white. Like, he doesn't even know how it happened. I'm like, well, switch. He's like, I don't even know how to.
That's me. I don't know how to switch to brown.
I don't see colored thumbs.
I don't feel like it's a good use of my time.
No.
Like,
no,
if you know me, you know my thumb is brown.
Do I really need
to send you a brown thumb for you to know that I'm good?
You ain't representing,
I'm good,
man.
With it.
All righty. Reach out to us. Matt Ramona Facebook page. Ramona Holloway's got a bunch of her own. Matt Harris. Mix1079.com for the pod and more. And we will talk soon.